Well, Coach Hoxwell, what a memorable Chase County invite you guys had the other day. Holy smokes, the times, the marks, and the girls and the boys. I mean, you've been hosting this invite for a long time, but this probably stick out for a long time as maybe one of the best ones overall you've had.
Yeah, I'd say it was pretty magical. But just all the performances. I'm sitting here working and finishing up, you know, forms for state meet records, which I haven't done a whole lot of. But man, even like you said, a lot of attempts in the state record and the high jump at 6'9¾ and all the little things, you know, people forget and don't go long, and you have to have a steel tape and have to measure it after each attempt and all the little things. But again, it adds to it and makes it fun as people are watching and remeasuring it and watching from the stands and watching some of those performances out there. Like I said, the vault was good, the sprints were good, jumps were good. So, but you know, a lot of people have asked me, like, man, that was such a big day. But I think, you know, for me, it's like, I think everybody's got to look back and step back and say, hey, maybe rest is best. You know, when you come off a lot of schools, no school on Friday for Good Friday and Easter Monday, and no club volleyball or basketball tournaments, no state, FBLA, FFA, all the things that kids have been so busy doing. And man, when a kid gets to sleep in his own bed for a couple nights and sleep in and get some rest, and then match that up with some nice weather and just fresh legs and a revived spirit mentality, that's the recipe right there for some good marks and good things to happen.
Tell your girls, along with Dundee County Strength, what they have. Your girls, you know, Perkins got some good kids. Ogallala coming down. Wow, so much good competition, and not only the field events, but on the track as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of talented young kids in Western Nebraska, and you're seeing it right now. I mean, with kids from Dundee County, I mean, it's 10-8. You know, they're in the 100. I mean, obviously, Clara Spargo and Abby, and throw in the Razzies with Story and Shaden, and just like you said, the number of kids. I mean, Dundee County's throwers there in the shot and disc. Noah Rao, man, he was launching bombs there the other day. You know, I mean, he hit the 187, but I mean, it's not like, you know, there's the other 181. Like, he was at 180 mark. So, like, yeah, that stuff's just fun to watch. And I think the other thing, too, you see with a lot of these schools right here in the area, too, like, I mean, you've got teams that believe and know that they have a chance to maybe go win a state championship this year. And success breeds success, and it elevates some of your support role kids around and underneath of you, too, to do those little extra things a little bit. And so, I mean, I think you're going to see, I mean, Dundee County's got a great shot to do some good things, boys and girls wise. I think I've watched some Maywood 8 Center kids doing some good things right now. I think Perkins County boys, I mean, man, they ran 2 4x8, you know, that were solid the other day. I mean, and look at that, to run an 8:23 and an 8:51, have eight different kids kind of running. And I mean, they run 8:23, and McGreer didn't even run on it, you know. And so you look at it, some of the kids that weren't even on some of those, and man, Elijah's times, like you said, too, and 16 and 32. I mean, to run a 9:39. I mean, that broke a meet record by Mark Gokey that's been here a long time. And Mark Gokey was a 4:20 and 9:22 guy. And so, like, there's a lot of talent, there. The 800. I mean, Mason 157 and Tristan 158. I mean, that was a battle. But that little competition takes those guys, I mean, it just pushes you to another level. And so watching them do that kind of stuff out there on the track, I mean, it helps bring everybody down. So there was some battles for sure, and a lot of fun.
Up and down your lineup for your girls, Troy, I don't know how many PRs, but I look up and down every event. It seems like more than two of your girls had PRs at this meet, didn't they?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, coming into practice, Haley Rusher's really been improving. Like I said, she ran 13:03 in the 100. She's been wanting to crack that 13-second, get down to the 12s like Riley's been. Riley backed off a little bit just to make sure she's been a little – her quad was a little sore, so we didn't – she kind of just cruised through the two, and we pulled her out of the two relays the other day. But Avery Beamer, that's a sophomore, continues to get better. And like I said, you watch Haley and Avery have kind of helped push each other there in the vault. But Haley, yeah, PR in the 200 at 26.7 for her. I mean, that was again, she wanted to crack that 27 mark there, and so that's good. Miranda Spady, we've never really ran a lot in the 400. She's on our 4x8, and actually we moved her to the shot and discus this year into the future, and maybe you'll be moving another one over there, just knowing that we need to work to continue to find ways to score points in the throws later on. But, I mean, she comes out and runs a 62.8, and that's her second time running. We threw Kate Colson, a sophomore, in there. She's only run the mile, and she runs a 65, just standing up, no blocks, just taking off like it's a mile. And so I think, there's some good things to come there yet, the stuff that we've kind of missed out that we're able to maybe look and go, man, maybe we have some kids in some wrong spots, and we need to move them around and give them some other chances. And sometimes, as coaches, you kind of get caught, and they did this in junior high or had some success here or there, and think they need to stay there. And sometimes I got to do a better job probably evaluating that a little closer and going, maybe this girl got a little more foot speed than what she thought she had. Maybe instead of the mile, 2 mile, that 65, maybe that becomes a 220, or a sub 220 800, or maybe we can bounce it down and make it a 60 or 61 400. And so always got to be looking and not get stagnant and not just get stuck in the same old, same old. But Elena Smith, again, a freshman, 12.55. She's going to be one that continues to drop down there. And I think that's exciting to see her. She came off a good cross-country season, her and Tessa both. And so Paige Owens, a freshman that ran 50.28 in the 300 hurdles. Again, she's one that's really starting to step up, and you're seeing some improvement from her there also. And so there was a lot of good performances on both girls and boys' side. And Makes for a fun track meet.
You are busy, busy, busy here Saturday. The Mike Troxell invite, and I think you're going to, going to bring some kids over to McCook, some JV kids on Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people sometimes, maybe they question what we do or why we do what we do. For me, it's about giving kids the opportunity to compete, and so, like, when we go down to Cambridge, and Cambridge allows us to have a JV at varsity, and we can get kids in. When we can go, we'll get four kids in at Hershey, but then we can go get younger kids a chance to compete at McCook at the JV meet, and then North Platte at a JV meet, and then go over, and Perkins County is going to have a JV meet this year. To keep your numbers up and to give kids a chance to compete and want to be a part of it, you got to give them those opportunities. And so I think that's why sometimes how you're able to maintain your culture and positivity and keep kids involved, because I look for us, like on our boys pole vault, we can have a kid go 13 foot next year and not be on the varsity, not be in the top three. And so if we're not finding those opportunities for kids to compete and giving them a chance, how do you know what they're ever going to develop into? And so I just think whatever we can do to find ways to get kids on the track and to be involved and to feel a part of it, regardless of what the end result, they may never go to state, but hopefully we've given them some life lessons and they felt a part of something. And track's just a great, great sport to build relationships. The relationships you build with the kids you get to know that you're competing in those events, the long jump and pole vault, and while you're standing in the chute ready to step on the track, and those memories, a lot of times those kids will end up, going to college and being on the same intramural team. Or, our daughter's went through some health problems. I mean, she's one of the nurses that came in, she competed against in track and cross country, and that just strikes that relationship and makes that transition in those tough moments. And I just can't overemphasize the value of the relationships and the positive things that you get from doing athletics and these things. It's more than a sport. It's more than a time. It's more than a score. And those are just kind of the icing on the cake things. So, we're looking forward to kind of off on a tangent there, but looking forward to go to Hershey. But we love the opportunity to bring our young kids to McCook and those other JV level meets, and very thankful and appreciative of the schools that run them and put them on.
Finally, Troy, have you been okay with injury situation for the girls? Have they kind of stayed away? I mean, you have your muscles, sore muscles, stuff like that. But for any major stuff, have you stayed away from that?
You know, for a while we did. We've battled a couple pre-existing injuries right now. Carly Anderson has been a good hurdler and high jumper for us, and Peyton Owens, and they've battled just some back stuff, some upper back, and some of it started some volleyball in the fall, and of course Peyton wrestled, and so it's kind of been come and go, and so we've kind of backed a couple of them off a little bit to just kind of rest and see what we're going to do, with them moving forward. But actually, on the other side of things, like, we started doing yoga at the start of practice in the wrestling room a lot at the start of this year, and just to clear minds and work on flexibility and do some different things. And yeah, knock on wood, we have not seen, usually seems like 3 weeks, 4 weeks in, you got kids in thighs or in thigh sleeves or neoprene or battling shin splints and stuff, especially your triple jumpers and hurdlers, and we haven't as much. So I'm hoping that maybe the yoga piece, maybe some of that thing helped out. Is helping out in those components of it. Seems like there's never enough time to get everything in at one shot that you'd like to the coach, but just to do those things to kind